Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I had my evaluation today, and I did good. I did well. Whichever one of those words, I don't know. Some of you like to correct my pronunciation and choice of words. So feel free to tweet me and let me know which word I should have used there and how I should have pronounced it. So we'll just, you know, I don't want to be passive aggressive, so we'll just talk about it right now. So Auntie Scott, who I love dearly, messaged on Twitter and said something along the lines of, it's mayo-naise, not mayonnaise. When referring to their sandwich, no one says, hold the man. I correct you, as always, with love. So, yeah. So, I don't even, as always is the case, I don't remember talking about mayonnaise. But I will say this. In the South, where I'm from, we say mayonnaise. Everyone says mayonnaise. No one here says mayonnaise. Now, mayonnaise may be the correct way to pronounce it, but I would say it's more of a dialect thing. You know, this is the Southern English dialect from the hills of Arkansas. Really, though, if you watch this, there's a linguistics guy on YouTube, and he talks about pronunciations of words and you know, different colloquialisms and various ways that things are pronounced in various regions of the U.S., but also, you know, regions of England, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, different words are there. Sure, there is a dictionary correct pronunciation, but I would argue that there are dialectical differences. I believe I've said this before. There are dialectical differences depending on where you were raised. And some might argue, well, you sound more intelligent if you just say it the dictionary way. But others might say, like a linguist, that it's perfectly acceptable to say things the way, you know, your dialect or your version of the American, you know, American English. Because I'll have to say, you know, in England, we say a lot of things different than the way British people say them. And they, I don't know that they invented the language, because I don't know the history, you know, in-depth history of English off the top of my head. So, you know, I don't want to do that. But I will say, a lot of us came from there and just bastardized their language. So, you know, that's fine. You can correct me. I'm going to keep saying it the way I say it because, first of all, it's a very minor thing. If you look at the course of the world and the globe and turning on its axis and wars and plagues and pandemics and everything, I believe the way I say mayonnaise is probably not up there very high. Also, La 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 Lauren, or La La Lauren on Twitter, says she says mayonnaise also, but she does not eat it. I don't think Big Fatty eats it either. Scott replied to something we said on Mix Minus, so I won't talk about it. And Nico said, in inglés, it's mayonnaise. Mayonnaise? I don't know. I don't know what he's saying. And in Spanish, it's mayonesa. I totally ruined that. It's mayonesa. Mayonesa. I don't know. I used to be able to speak Spanish, but, you know, not so much anymore, and especially not with my hillbilly Southern accent. So I guess Nico is saying that he also says mayonnaise. Anyway, there was some more talk about what we said on Mix Minus, blah 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 blah. And Lamont Crenson says tomato tomato, either way it's vile. Big Fatty says correct, but I don't know what tomatoes have to do with anything. We were talking about mayonnaise. And I guess that's it. Oh, also, Auntie Scott corrected me about Bleeding Edge. Bleeding Edge is a video game. You are cutting edge, which means the latest, forefront, or lead. Again, I don't know where I said Bleeding Edge, but noted. I'm taking notes right now. And, that's it. So, my life. Got my eval. It was good. We got the Spit Valve annual incentive information. The company did fantastic. Our target for our bonus, we reached 125% of target. And because of my good evaluation, I received 115% of that 125%. So I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Got a little bit of a raise. I mean, nothing special. 3.5% or something like that. I mean, that's less than inflation, apparently. So I'm going to be poor before long because inflation is more than my raise. So I'm actually losing money if we look at it. But I'm still happy because it was a good evaluation and, you know, everything went well. I'm almost finished with the script I'm writing for work and the automation. When I say finished, it's doing what I want it to do. I'm going to keep improving it to automate different things that I do over the course of my day. Because why not? The more I can automate, the easier my job will be. And anyway, Mark and I worked out last night. We watched Big Brother. Okay, spoiler alert time here. We caught up. We watched 3 episodes. They had one of those recap episodes. I don't even know why they need a recap episode on a month-long season of Big Brother. I don't know why they ever do it. I know why they do it. They need to fill time. But I don't need it. So we mostly fast-forwarded through that one. But I will say, Carson. So the last we left, Big Brother recap. Carson and Cynthia had voted out their own alliance member, Shayna. And I felt so bad for her, and it was so stupid. And I said, oh. And they had made some deal with Todrick and Misha about them not putting them on either one of them on the block if they got HOH. Well, Todd got HOH. Not Todrick, but Todd Bridges. What you talking about, Willis? He put Carson on the block. They had the power of veto competition. Misha won the power of veto competition. And left nominations the same. Left Carson on the block. They tried all kinds of negotiations with Todrick and Misha and everything they could think of. Trying to keep Carson safe. They voted Carson out. I knew it was going to happen. I knew. It's his fault. He should not have... They should have gotten Misha out of that house, is what they should have done. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Then the next HOH was... Now I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. I just watched it last night. They had the next HOH competition, and it was Todrick. And... he is nominating Todd and Lamar. So Cynthia's hanging on by a thread. I don't think she'll win, though. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.